and internet. There's no nation now that is not hearing the gospel of salvation. And some of this gospel is not for them to be saved. It is for them to be a witness. So that you won't say you didn't hear, you didn't know. On the day of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You need to catch this. It's important. If you go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. I just have 2 minutes and I close this exhortation. 2 Timothy chapter 3. The red light of his coming. The pointers for us to say categorically, Jesus is coming soon. 2 Timothy chapter 3. They are all popular scriptures. Let's just remind ourselves. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Dangerous times shall come. Dangerous. And these are the days where you can't even go out comfortably, easily these days. Insecurity everywhere. See people disappearing every day from the streets. By ritual killers. Occultic people. Anything can happen. Anything. Dangerous times. These days, people are gathering like this. You're afraid of a suicide bomber. You're afraid. People are worshiping in a church. Armed men. Deeper Life Church in the north. Entered and shot and killed as many and ran away. For what? Perilous times. Perilous times. They caught a lorry that was smuggling arms. Destination, Nigeria. In Ghana. During the week. Where are you going with arms? To Nigeria. There are more arms among the citizenry than the whole armed forces put together in their armory. People have guns in their homes. The day you will know is the day trouble will start. You will hear all manner of noise of guns and bullets and everything. Tawa, tawa, wee, tawa. Where are they? Everybody is afraid. So everybody is getting armed. Perilous times. For men, the time has come when men shall be lovers of their own selves. Selfishness. Selfishness. If it is not selfishness in Nigeria, one man put in charge of government resources for the whole people to benefit from, he alone will take billions for himself. Money that he can't finish it, his children in the third generation cannot finish it. One man will steal it. Covetous. Boasters. Proud. Blasphemers. This is the time where men will say there is no God. You say God is just your imagination. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affection. No more natural affection. When it comes to sex, no natural affection. Woman, we born towards woman. Man, towards man. And they are not doing it hiding it. They say they have a right to live the way they choose to live. They are adults. Man will marry man. Now they are going to be wedded in the church. Without natural affection, truth breakers, evil in the church. You can't have an agreement with a brother and think that you will keep it. False accusers. Even in the church. Even in the church. You know he's not guilty of what you are saying. You will accuse him. To condemn him. Incontinent. That's no self-control. Yes. Despisers of those that are good. Traitors. Heady. High-minded. Lovers of pleasure. More than lovers of God. It's happening now. Have you not seen the reason why pastors, some churches, they have 4 services in a day? On Sunday, 1 hour, if it's long, 1.5 hours. If you go beyond that, you are looking for trouble from the congregation. They will change their church. Oh, can you go and stay? What are they do for blind assembly from 9 till 2, 3? Ah, which kind of church be that? Ah, what do they do? Which kind of church be that? I have heard them say that several times. I have heard them. Even some of them who found themselves in this church, such spirits, they have tried to give me very useful advice on how to make this church to grow bigger than it is now. One of the hindrances is that we have long services. So, pastor, you see, if you reduce it, like have like 2 or 3 services in a day, then you see, people will choose what time is best for them, and then you will notice people like this church. Oh, pastor, people like this church. Just, you know, it's because you will stay too long. You see? Stay small. Stay just 1.5 hours so that we can go home and watch football. You see? Stay just 1.5 hours so that, you know, we can go for our town meeting. Then we go there and chat, go and chat, you know, every Sunday. No, just spend, you know, because there is one soap opera in the TV, you know. Is you know now there's one from Mexico. What do they call them? There was one that was crazy people some 2 years back or so. Something like that, I don't know. What I think they are Mexicans. I don't know what they call it. Something like that. But I observed that people were crazy about it. You know it now under the water. You know. Ah! It caught everybody for Lagos. It caught everybody. Once that time reached, there was a station that was doing it during news time. So those of us who don't play with news so that we can be current, even in my house that time, this man don't come. 9 o'clock. I used to say I would see them grumbling around. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I said, Daddy. I said, what happened? This don't change the channel now. The children at home. I didn't know. That's the truth. I don't watch him. I don't. So I don't know whatever it is, but. So, sometimes I would try to say, waiting there, what is the interest? I try to look. Spend some time, look. And then they know the name, they know the history, they know the last episode, how the next one, how he catch him. And those same people, when you finish, you say, come, let us pray. The spirit will change. All the excitement is over. Pray loud. We are praying now. You will watch all that. You will not read your Bible that day. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it that me, I don't want to enjoy? Maybe I'm so old. Maybe because I'm an old man. There are older men than me that watch those things too. So it's not old age. The truth is where my mind is. It is where my mind is. That's the truth. I don't want to miss heaven. I'm telling you that is the truth. And there is a way. You soak yourself so much in the things of God, the more you are soaked in there, the farther you are away from worldliness. It's just, it flows like that. You know. You get more and more, you know, your interest. You get your interest in the things that satisfy this flesh. You know, that interest begins to leave you like that. Why? There is something else now you are in love with. And you cannot love God and mammon at the same time. You can't hold to the truth at the same time. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Some of you know all these Hollywood stars. I said I was in a restaurant with my family one time. And on the table, one lady entered. Is it a lady or a man? Lady entered and sat down. And then I saw everybody was. So I was saying, what is happening? Everybody in the restaurant was. And in my own table too. I said, who? What happened? And one of them said, Daddy, me don't know her. I said, who? He said, see him now. And I was not joking about it. I didn't know her. That is the truth. I didn't know her. There are some of you, for instance, that are so you see, God helped me. You know, there are every one of us, when we were unbelievers, there were things we were involved in. That when we became Christians, you know, God will help us to deliver us. Now, all of us. Now, I'm only saying that my own, everybody has his own. Somebody like me, for instance, my own, as an unbeliever, I was a womanizer. But I was never a football fan. I was not a football fan. Even in the world. But womanizer. Thank you. Amen. Now, even as an unbeliever, I will never forget that day because somebody was offended. I was invited to a party by the senior military officer in his house. And he was going to take me around. I was not a Christian. He was going to take me around to show the dignitaries that came to his party. So he was taking me around. You know this one? Oh, I know this one. Then one man came now. He was expecting me to shout. And I said, I said, yes, who is this? I said, hello, how are you? We shook hands. And he looked at me. Huh? You don't know him? I said, I'm sorry, I don't know you. Let me know you. The guy fell in face. How can you say you don't know me? It was, I said, Alu, stop this nonsense. How can you say you don't know him? You mean you don't know Nigeria number one goalkeeper, Peter Rufai? I said, oh, Peter Rufai. Oh, you are the one? How are you? The guy did not answer me. And my host that organized the party was angry with me. Well, how are you behaving like this? I said, Oga, honestly speaking, I don't know. He just said, you show me. I said, all the beauty queens who came here. I said, I know their names. For football, I don't know who. I don't know who be who for football. You see, so now I'm a Christian. Now I go close church to go watch football. So you understand that even me, from unbeliever, God delivered me from there. And so then I went to a church, a pastor was preaching, and then he said, it's my you. It's my you. He said, if you are not my you have lost it. He spent over 30 minutes in his sermon, commenting on his club. My you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's a young boy here that used to visit me. Anytime he visited me, na football channel throughout. So you sit down and say, so who be this one now? You call the name. Who be this one? They play now, you call the name. Who be this one now? Call the name. Who be this one? Call the name. He knew everything. He was in primary school. I had to talk to his father and say, I hope this boy they read the book apart from football. Praise the Lord. Lovers of themselves. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having verse 5. Give me 10 minutes. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, do what? They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. That verse 5 is another sermon. Let me not go that way. Verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Ever learning. That is the condition that we are in today. After all, the Bible predicted that knowledge shall increase. And knowledge is increasing now. In light speed. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 13. Go to that same chapter, verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. It is a sign of the end time. Don't you ever think, he said, the evil men, they will be getting worse and worse. Don't you ever expect that corruption will end in Nigeria? Do you know why? The only way for corruption to end, the only way for corruption to end is for somebody to rise up and do as Rawlings did in Ghana. But let me tell you, you can never do it again in any part of the world. The International Court of Justice forbids it. You cannot arbitrarily carry anybody and execute the person. They will grab you too and execute you. Now is democracy. Now is democracy. And when you say democracy, you are talking about the rich perpetuating themselves. And so, who are those that are in charge of the affairs? The corrupt people who have all the financial resources, and then who told you there is election in Nigeria? It is selection, not election. So, if you ever think that there is anything any government will do to remove corruption, forget it. We will only depend that we will pray and hope that something will happen. But the Bible says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, when Apostle Paul put it this way, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 3, listen carefully, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, I am reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God. My emphasis is that the end, Christ will not come until there will come a falling away first. Now we have always preached that the falling away is falling away from the apostolic doctrines. But there was an exposition that a man of God, Raymond Jackson, he took that falling away, went to the depth of the Greek lexicon, what that falling away actually meant. that was interpreted as falling away. And he said, it is what? Total rebellion. Defiance. A time will come where there will be total rebellion of man against God. Anything. A time is going to come where every, you know, anything. And the time is now, church. The time is now. This is a time in the history of mankind that a human being is saying there is no God. A human being is coming with a Darwinist theory of evolution to debunk the creation story in the Bible that we evolved to what we are now. From maybe some animal somewhere we evolve, you know, the theory of evolution. That's his name, Charles Darwin. Now, listen, church. Listen. This is the time when there is not just signboard. Signboard, Church of Satan. Which church are you? We are attending Church of Satan. And they have their Bible. Every time people are speaking against Satan, 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 Satan. Okay, we are Church of Satan with signboard. This is a time where every Christian knows one of the reasons why Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed was what we have today called sodomy. Where this abomination was taking place. It was celebrated. It was a culture of the people that degenerated to that level in Sodom. And people don't know that God was using that city, Sodom, as a pointer to what he will do to this world, because it sees a time when sodomy will also be celebrated on earth here, and he will bring fire to destroy them. But here they are, reading that story, and they will come, man to man, come to the altar of a church, whole Bible, and pronounce man and man, husband and wife, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. You know, they don't call Jesus there. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fall away. Total rebellion, church. Total rebellion. This is the period where people have no regard for anything called God anymore. Total rebellion. No fear of God. A Pentecostal pastor will start speaking tongue and lie. Thus said the Lord. God will say, every one of you, bring 1 million and challenge my God. Before the end of this year, I see him raising billionaires. Come and drop it, touch my shoe. I have heard of churches that arrange testimony, arrange miracle, so that people will say they are great ministry, great man of God. In the church, we are the read in the Bible, Ananias and Sapphira spoke lies before the Holy Ghost and they died. But the same people are coming, defiance, defiance, rebellion, rebellion. 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 Priest, pastor, in the church office, will sleep and fornicate with a woman in the church. And the office is always behind the altar. No fear of God. No fear of God. Nothing. Nothing. No fear of God. Nobody inside church now. If you leave your handset anyhow, you go toilet, come back, you don't go see him again. Inside church. Thief will enter to thief handbag. Thief. No fear of God. Nothing. What they cannot do in a shrine. Inside church. They do. Can they go and thief in a shrine? Thief I see now. Praise the Lord. All of us, we know all of us that were unbelievers, we were unbelievers before, that the real babalawos, they don't go near woman. Those babalawos that are powerful and strong, all spiritual people, they don't go near woman because they dare they commit adultery or fornication. The juju don't die. And that is a lesser power than the power of the Holy Ghost. You see? Praise the Lord. But also sometimes, you know, we that are human beings, sometimes we say, God, now you the cause this thing, sir. You see all things now. You see all things. When you see anybody who is calling your name, when they carry Bible up and down, say this, you see I'm the fornicate. If you go there, do something there. No. Don't do something there that will make them never to try it again. But I say you're going to look them. I say you're going to look them. You see? My wife was calling my attention this afternoon. He says recently that there was a young girl that was sitting down around where they normally sit or so, around here, was fighting everybody. Here, corner here, cha, 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 inside church. He fight everybody sitting around there. Why they look at me like that? See your head. Everybody was, you know, pissed up with her. My wife says, suddenly, anointing came down and she was chained. So my wife was expecting that, she's possessed, that's why she was chained. And she said, but she heard me say, you have a message that you have not given. So my wife said, you don't look well. I said, no. Now the problem where I get with God be that. I look well because, now what he tell me, here I talk. If I see anybody change, that's why I go to look at her, I go to ask God, why you change that one before I go and meet the person. I would like to know why you change them, why you change them. I said that separate character from the gift. The day you bring the two of them together, you will miss God. Because God can talk to you even from the mouth of a madman on the street. So you won't say, this man is mad. How can God talk to me through this one? You see? And that's the reason why so many of us act anyhow before God. As long as that voice is still talking to you, you think that you are still right with God. So she can even stand up after it. Now even pastor has recognized that God talks to me. Then come out now and be more proud. All of you, they find my trouble. If I put fire, Holy Ghost fire, all of you, now go no. And then she gets worse and worse. It's the sign of the end. You're operating any gift in your life, and it does not make you to fear God. It is because you are ordained to hellfire. Because there are people that will go with Bible in their hand and walk straight to hellfire. Because you are not going to heaven because you operate a gift. You are going to heaven because of the life that you lived. That is certain. A lot of people don't know it. Praise the Lord. I tell you, a brother that told me, he courted a girl for some few years. And then later on, he was going to change his mind. And I asked the brother, why are you changing your mind concerning that sister? That time we were still at, the church was not yet here, was somewhere at Mafuluku. And he said, Pastor, I tried. He said, the only thing that is genuine in this girl is her gift. So he acknowledged that she was truly gifted in the prophetic. He said, but beyond that gift, he said, nothing more is correct in her life. He said, I'll not be gift, I won't marry. And he meant it. So, it's not the gift. The gift can be correct. But if you don't allow that spirit that speaks to you to work on your nature, you will remain a rotten gifted brother, gifted sister. You will not benefit from the Calvary. You're just a vessel. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. Let me read that as my last scripture. Luke chapter 21. And I read it from verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nations. With perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, tsunamis. Even the Bible knew about tsunamis. Men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. When you see all these things happening, look up. When he said look up there, he's not saying that you should do like this. No. Hallelujah. Look up means let your thinking, your attention, your plans be heaven bound. Heavenward. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because whatever you're holding on to in this earth is crumbling. So look up. And while they are afraid, who have no hope, he said, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Look up. You see, you know, I was once in the prison yard. And when I was in the prison yard, when this is what prisoners used to do. Prisoners who have time imprisonment. They are giving them 2 years, 3 years. So, by the wall, they will write their calendar for them to go. Every day they wake up, they sleep, they wake up, they will cancel the one for yesterday. Cancel. Remaining 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Amen. They count down. And so, when the ones that they are old is very small, remaining very small. You see them, the way they live in the prison yard, as the days draw nearer and nearer, their blankets, they dash it out, they begin to think of how they will share the things they were using to their friends, to their loved ones. Why? Because very soon, I'll get out of this. Oh, praise the Lord. Every time they're talking, they say, when I go out to the free world, they call it free world. When I go to the free world, I will make sure I'll be visiting you. I'll bring some things for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how the Christians are supposed to be thinking. As the truth. When my brother in Ikoyi, a message deliver, his land at Lekki, that was given with certificate of occupancy, has everything. He went one day and saw somebody just went and put foundation there, they built, they go. And when he went there, what did happen now? He said, now you get this land. He said, don't disturb me. He came back. And we were disturbing him. Sir, why not go to court? Why not go this one? He said, brother, me, in this state of my Christian life, fight over land. When the rapture will soon strike, now land, that is what will make you carry the land to go. He left a land that is worth millions of naira. Why? He said, I will soon go home. And he is living in a rented house. So don't you think that we're just speaking blah, blah, we're just blabbering. Now, I'm not saying you should not build your house. But I'm saying don't kill yourself over anything on earth here. So today, you kill yourself. You take so much time, even at the risk of your own eternal destination. Chasing money, so there, that's why you can't even come to church. And yet, you say, we'll soon go home. We'll soon go home. Go which home? Inside the prison yard. Hallelujah. Those whose times are longer. Maybe they gave them 15 years. They have only spent 2 years. Any day you see them, they have a song. One day, we shall go home. In the name of Jesus, we shall go home. One day, that's the only way to console himself. Because when he look, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has no hope. So he consoles himself. One day, we shall go home. In the name of Jesus. Anybody in the prison, is he singing that one? Either they give a life imprisonment. Or he has 21 years jail. But we, our time is short. We know that very soon, this world system will close up. God will close his own program too. He will take us out of this earth. And he will come back to this earth while we are up there. To show this world that they who rejected him, there is a day of the Lord. The Bible says so. The day, Matthew 25, he will come and show this world that he, Jesus Christ, is truly the king of this earth. Praise the Lord. And when you will be coming for the 1,000 years, that is when we shall be rewarded. All we suffered on earth here, standing for him, there is a reward. There's a reward. Church, there is a reward. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have told you several times in this church, as a Christian, never you compare yourself with anybody. Whether it's in the church, or your mate in the village, or anywhere, never you compare yourself with anybody. You don't know the secret of their wealth. And secondly, God's purpose in your life may be different from the purpose of God in their life. And remember, blessed be the name of the Lord. God calls us according to his purpose. You have to catch that. It will stop you from feeling miserable. All my mates are married. I am not yet married. Yes, all things work together for good. Praise the Lord. See, while you are worried for earthly achievements, be more worried for your eternal destination. It will help you to balance your stay on earth. I'm telling you, because what you see, according to verse 8 of Matthew 24, is the beginning of sorrows. Things will keep getting harder and harder and harder. And the reason is to make God will let man know that without me, you can do nothing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know how many of us here, even this night. I'm not making an altar call. I just want you to speak to your own heart. I don't know how many of us here are not sure that if Christ come tomorrow for me, I'll be with him. If you are not sure, if you cannot beat your chest and say, I am sure, because you know, you can deceive me now, come out and kneel down here. But you can answer yourself better than letting me know. Answer yourself. If Christ come now, will I make it? Which side will I be? When a man dies, Hallelujah. Two groups of angels come. They came before Moses. Satan came to collect the body of Moses. And an angel also came to collect the body of Moses. Depending on which side you belong. Is this Satan that will come for you? Or an angel of God that will come for you? The life you live on earth here determines which side you belong. Satan knows his own. The foundation of God also standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And he said, let them that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Don't let your love wax cold. Revive the love for the things of God. Throughout this period of strike, one would have expected that we as Christians will use this opportunity to build our spiritual life. Stress-free. Study. Pray. Fast. Take advantage of the holiday period, because as far as I'm concerned, it's a holiday for some of us. Because it says, redeem the time, for the days are evil. Every opportunity you have, you are free. Do something to help your spiritual life. A lot of things we hold on to that we cannot drop. Pray that God will give you grace to drop them. Drop them. Some of them, they are just out. Some of them are to trouble you here on earth. And some to distract you from your eternal destination. And those that will trouble you on earth here will make you live a life of misery as a Christian on earth here. All those demons that attack us up and down. Remember, a curse, curseless shall not come. The curses that come upon us, there's a reason they come. A demon will never pursue you every day, if there is no link between you and that demon. And some of us, it is the property of the devil that we have. It's true. Some of us, all those attachments, all those jewels, all those paint, you are here. You have heard us say several times, put them away. It is thus said the Lord to the bride of Jesus Christ. Eh? As I talk now, some people don't put on their helmet. It's okay. That will not stop you from going to heaven because you paint your face. Because you wear attachment will not stop you from going to heaven. No, no, no. Anybody that says that, he is lying. But it will do two things. It makes you to lose the joy of salvation. You live a life of struggle, struggle, fight, 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 no peace. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Every day of your life is battle, war, war, no peace within. It's true. But there are some things also that he leads you to that makes you to have trouble with your God. When you hear directly from God, don't do this. And you do it, you are not looking for trouble with God. And if you are in trouble with God, in time of difficulty, who will you call upon? You see? And there are some that will make you get off the pathway of redemption. And there are some again that will make us go to heaven and have no reward. All that you did on earth here, you stand before God, no reward. And that is why we as Christians, we must watch. And I'll continue my message on Sunday that I started last Sunday. The topic, watch and pray. The things we should watch against in this battle of life. May this be the reason for somebody to be a better Christian this year 2012 in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we stand up? Hymn number 61. Hymn number 61, the day of redemption. I'm sorry, 161, is it? Am I correct? 161, the day of redemption is near. Nations are breaking. Israel is awaking. The signs that the prophet foretold. Can we stand up? If you don't have a hymn book, wake somebody sleeping by your side. Those who don't like hearing the word. Side. You have a testimony? Brother, you are number one. Brother, you are number two. Any other brother? Brother, you are number three. You are number three. You are number four. Any other hand? You are number five. Let me hear better testimony. Testimony that will ginger another testimony. Amen? A testimony that will give birth to another testimony. Tonight testimony, we want testimony that will burn another testimony. Amen? Not just to fall down, but let it get back to another testimony. Hallelujah. Any person that has testimony among sisters, sister have testimony, okay, you are number one. Among sisters, any other person? Number two, number three, number four. Know your number very well. Any other sister again? A testimony that must surely give